Hello, my name's Richard Sparks. I'm the author of New Rock, New Realm, a fantasy adventure story published by the science fiction and fantasy house Kazik, SF&F.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Richard Sparks, author of New Rock, New Realm.
The interesting thing is, writing books is a long project. It's not like, you know, writing a song. You know, I've written a number of songs that have been recorded, and they're short and they're done. They're 3 minutes long and they're out, and then people go with them and then they go their own way. Building a book brand, you know, getting them known is a process. You know, we're starting from. And there are 5-7 million books published a year now with self-publishing. And there used to be 500,000 to 700,000, but now there's millions. And, of course, not all of them are properly edited or have had enough drafts or have been completed. So it's quite a cluttered landscape. And to get your head above the parapet and get people to say, oh, I like this one, first of all, you've got to get it to them. So it's a long process building them. And that's why I wanted to make sure there was at least four in the series rather than just one, which is one's not much use to a publisher. They want a, you know, an ongoing thing.
Yeah. And that's a basic business tenet, is your best customer is not to go find another new customer, but to sell another product to the same person who just bought your first book, if you will.
That makes sense. I see your point. That is a good way of looking at it. Yes, indeed. If you know, for example, I recently, a few years ago, discovered the Mick Herron series, Slough House, which has now been made into a TV series, which I haven't got around to watching yet, but it's got Gary Oldman in it. So how bad can it be? He's doing the lead, which is a wonderful character. So, and Christian Scott Thomas, and you know, it's got to be up there on the list. I'll get around to that soon. But that started with, you know, nothing. He just had a boring job and left it and wrote the first book and kept writing, and gradually people realized that they liked this stuff and is successful, and deservedly so. They're very good.
Everything makes sense. If you have four products that you can sell to the same reader, you're going to be more financially successful and predictable than trying to find new readers for one book. If you only
for one, exactly. One. Yeah. And then the people are invested in it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm now getting letters from people who invested in the first book, and they're writing and saying, "God, I love the second. I was so worried that the second book wouldn't be any good, but I really loved it," and blah 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 blah. So that's encouraging.
Absolutely.
And I think that's possibly the only way to go these days with so many books out there.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not writing literary fiction, which is a different genre. So it's probably different in that world. But just to write a series seemed to be the logical thing to do.
I think even literary fiction, publishers of literary fiction, I think hope and wish that their authors would write more series. But of course, they may not get their way.
Well, I like to read all sorts of books. You know, I do nonfiction and biographies and fiction and literary fiction and genre fiction. So I go for a walk every day and listen to an hour and a half of whatever happens to be on the list. I'm just about to listen to Anthony Trollope, which is one of the few ones of his I haven't read, because I read them when I was at university doing literature. Because the reader, Timothy West, is a wonderful actor, and he died a month or two ago. And it was said that he'd done a lot of audiobooks, including these Trollope ones. And I thought, wow, that's going to be a good marriage.
Trollope. Can you help me with that? That's a British term.
Trollope, T-R-O-L-L-O-P-E, end of the 19th century. And he you know, he's sort of like considered to be half a rank below Dickens and Jane Austen and George Eliot, but definitely in the A minus group of long-standing literary, and some people are absolutely devoted Trollope readers. I've read all the Barchesters, but this one I haven't read. So I'm looking forward to that. The little House at Allington is also. I mean, they're just. And he was. His interesting story about him. He was I think it was in the post office in some rural part of England, and he had a discipline where he'd write 2,000 words a day before going to work. And one day he finished a book, hadn't done his 2,000 words, so just started another one. That's
cool.
You know, from a great writer like that, that's a good lesson for all the rest of us. I mean, another one I got recently was P.G. Wodehouse. I was listening to a book of his that was written 100 years ago. So I think it was 2022 or 3 it was written, and I was listening to it that year it happened. And it had an introduction in which he talked about he'd bought a machine so that he could dictate it, because he always thought he'd sound like such an ass because he writes this funny that any secretary would just, you know, walk out. Who's this moron? So he bought a machine, dictated into it, listened to it, realized he sounded like a complete fool, said, went back to the other way of doing it, which he said, he said this thing that's really fascinating. He said, I love writing the books, but I don't enjoy the planning process because I get 450 pages of notes before I start going. And you go, four, excuse me, 450. And, you know, he churned books out over a 60, 70 year career. Oh. And they're just, you know, there's nobody to compare with him. He's the great comic man of letters of the 20th century in English. And extraordinary. I mean, obviously, if you've ever read any of his, you'll know that there's nobody like him. But for 450 pages of notes, and you go, okay. And then I read another biography of him by, I had Robert McCrum's biography of him, and he rewrote every book at least once, rewrote it, and they come out effortless. You fly through them laughing. But that's because he did the work for you.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
My name's Richard Sparks. I'm the author of the New Rock series. This is my second interview with Lancer here. The first book was called New Rock, New Role, R-O-L-E, and it is grew out of my love of role-playing games. It's not set in a game, but it emerged out of one, to put it that way. By the end of that book, everything is explained. You understand what has happened, why our heroes are now in this new world and in new characters, and basically back in a sort of medieval sword and sorcery world, and how that happened and why, and what they've got to do next, which is go from adventure to adventure and a challenge to challenge. So in the second book, an ongoing series with ongoing characters who they gather more people around them. There's quite a lot of humor in it because I spent a lot of my life writing comedy, going back to those of you in England who know the Rowan Atkinson Schoolmaster sketch, which was actually recently just voted his best live performance to celebrate Rowan's 70th birthday, which is rather nice to be number one. I wrote that for Rowan. So I've done a lot of comedy in my background, so there are moments in the books that laughs happen, which is useful in if you're having an adventure. You've got to have the light with the dark, and things go wrong.
Right.
Things going wrong is funny. So, yeah, those are my books. You can go to richardsparks.com. There's no E in Sparks. And get sample chapters of the first book or sample audio chapters of the first book and of the second book. So there are four chapters up there if you want to get a taste for what's going on. And if you do, well, jump on in and join in the fun.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Richard, for coming on the show. It was really brilliant to talk to you again, and I look forward to our meeting again.
Thanks very much for having me, Lancer.
Guess what? We have more, folks. More value for you in the show notes. The show notes show up right in your podcast player if that's what you are using to listen to this podcast. However, if you downloaded this as an MP3 from a webpage, go back to the webpage where you downloaded it, and there you will see the show notes. The series started at episode 327. This is the last episode of the series. If you're like my friend Dale and you missed the first episode, search for the series page by typing into your favorite search engine. Sci-Fi Thoughts, Richard Sparks, New Rock, New Realm. And then your search engine will do some magic and offer you a link to our series page.